Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Poet Edgar A. Guest. It's September, and the orchids are afire with red and gold, and the nights with dew are heavy, and the mornings sharp with cold. It's here, baby. Let's celebrate fall, the most wonderful season of all. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to everyone's favorite podcast, Good Witch, Bad Witch.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd like to introduce to you the cast of characters, your favorite Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
I resent the question mark. And heidily ho.
And I would happen to be your... Bum, bum, bum.
Bad Witch.
Lisa Brown. Then in the middle entertainment and treats, that is Daryl Brown, your man witch.
Double in, dun, dun, dun.
Thank you for coming to listen to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. This one's called Free Falling. We're going to talk about fall.
Yes.
Fall.
It's that time of season again.
It is.
But it's so autumnal.
Right. Before we get to that, we are going to have Daryl had something that was getting on his nose.
My nose. Yeah. Just a little intro. Guys, I just don't know how everybody else feels about this, but can we each have our own Facebook page?
What do you mean, dude?
You know, like, I've noticed that I got buddies and their girlfriends stuff. They got to have the same, you know, it's share it, shirt on.
To prove they're together.
Yeah, to be together, you know, the Facebook page together type thing. Or when I call a buddy up or somebody, I call somebody and they're like, answer their phone, but they have me on speaker and I'm spending more time talking to their spouse than I am talking to the person I meant to call.
Oh.
Drives me crazy.
They're whipped.
So let's go back to the Facebook thing.
Start out with that,
so yeah. So what I want to ask you guys is, if you have a friend who is a man and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend, or even brother and sister, which actually would be weird. But if there are two people that share a Facebook page, what do you think?
It doesn't cost to have your own.
No. But what do you think is their, why do you think they're doing it? What do you, is the underlying?
To maybe monitor the interactions or to prove that they can get a partner or a spouse or a sibling.
See,
I totally want a Facebook page.
Ross is my brother.
And it just has that one picture of all three of you in pink.
Yes.
See, the only thing that comes to mind for me is that they don't trust each other.
Right.
See, and that's what makes it sad.
Yeah.
Or they're older, and I think one of them might be like, I don't want to do this stupid thing. You can put my name on it, but you have to be the secretary of it.
Right.
And monitor the mailbox.
That would be okay.
That's okay for
right
older crowds.
That.
But young kids or young people. People in their 50s.
Yeah.
Dude. Does your wife and you have to, like, you know, share the same page? It kind of drives me nuts.
Yeah, it feels like one or the other does not trust
somebody,
the other one.
Somebody screwed up in the relationship, and they're like, okay, if you're going to have a Facebook page,
I'm going to be able to see it.
Yes, I'm the admin, and we have the same email address, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and then what I don't understand about what they don't understand is if you steal your partner's phone or laptop, you can get into their page anyways.
Right.
Yeah. Word. I mean, so...
But what kind of life is that?
I'm just totally kidding.
Nobody wants that life.
And stuff. I'm like, that was a joke. I don't... It's so funny because I saw a meme the other day, and this just... This doesn't... It goes with it, but not. But it was like, if your girl don't check your phone, I don't trust her at all or something. Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't really remember exactly what it said, but it was along that page or she's sketch or something. And it's like, dude, like, I would never go through Daryl's phone.
No.
It's just, first of all, who cares?
Exactly.
And second of all,
You'll just be disappointed.
You're going down a rabbit hole. And it's like, if you have those issues, the conversation comes first.
Right. And I don't even like porn. So why would I?
I don't want to know what kind of porn the man watches into. I don't want to know.
No, I'm joking about all that, but I do believe
Mainly midget porn.
If you do, like, I don't think that you should have to know what the other person is doing all the time. Give them their own sense.
That's the funny thing. Even like with us, when we worked together closely for so many years and stuff, her phone would ring. And I'd say, do you want me to get that? And she'd be, you know, or she'd say, hey, can you grab that?
Right.
But I would never, never look at her phone, go through her phone. That's your life.
Well, yeah. and who has time?
And all it is anyway is, can I get a nail appointment? I want these leggings. Can I get this? Yeah, you know, and mine is seriously, I have maybe a handful of friends, you know, in the, like, but they, nobody texts me or anything like this. But I don't have anything to hide or, to worry about, you know.
Right.
And like I said.
All of us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you want to see the one picture that, why is he Googling this?
Yeah, seriously, there's that.
Yeah, it just seems silly. But I think that what we all need to realize, I think it's awesome that we're all fairly smart and we use technology for our entertainment and tools for our financial success and all this other stuff, and we're going with the flow and we're learning all the things. But sometimes you have to sit back and realize 20 years ago, we didn't even have that option.
No.
You know, and then you had to find out the hard way on Dateline that he's fucking around.
No, but the funny thing, he didn't share an email address.
Right.
But you got to remember, even think about that 20 years ago, there were still the couples where the husband would answer the phone and be like,
oh, they're listening and in on the phone.
Listen, you know.
Or the girl would grab the other line downstairs and hold the mute button down. Yeah.
But that happened. Yeah. And that's sad that it happened.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's what drives me crazy. And like I said, the one that gets me, okay, the Facebook thing, but the one that gets me, if you call somebody this and that, and you can hear, like, you know, Lisa will even say when she has a call come in, she'll be like, hey, if we're in the car, you're on speaker.
Yes.
And which is a very mannerly thing to do.
At work, too.
Everybody that Lisa's clients and stuff, they're like, hey, Dee, what's up? You know, and then they'll talk to her. I don't break in or anything like this. You know, but I have family members where I call them, and I'll be like, dude, call me when you can talk.
Exactly, because I hear somebody breathing in the background.
Yeah, or talking for them.
Right, right.
Yeah. Answering the question that I just asked them, and then I get the response from somebody else. And I'm like, come on, you know? And so that's why I don't call a lot of people.
Well, okay, so listeners, if you can think of a reason that we can't think of, because there's some things that I totally don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'm open to discussion on it. I don't see the benefit of it. But maybe let us know.
Yeah.
I do. My eyes were opened with you saying that it could be somebody who is more,
mature.
And more savvy in the computer world than the other one.
Yeah,
that way, then it makes sense.
And they're doing it as a team with their social communications. I get that.
Yeah, well,
I've seen some of our, friends' parents that share on Facebook.
Sure, yeah.
I understand that. Because, like, well, we kind of want to both be on something, but I don't want to deal with it. Or, you know, that.
Yeah.
Right.
I see that.
And maybe they don't want to change the email addresses, because if you've had one for 10 or 20 years, that's where all your friends know how to find you.
True.
Right.
So we get that. But if you can think of any other reasons besides being older or not trusting your partner or having to show that you have one, please enlighten us.
Yeah.
It seems
if there's a whole new world out there we don't know about, like, sharing is caring.
Right. And I just can't remember last time I lived with someone where I wanted to listen in on their phone conversations. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, good, you're busy. I can go do something else.
It's so funny. I mean, there's times when I'll see Leek on her phone, and I'll go, what are you doing? And because I know what she's doing. Yep. She's working.
Or playing games.
She'll laugh out loud, and I go, who are you talking to? Uh-huh. You know, and she'll be like, oh, I'm texting back and forth with such and such. You know, mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, we were like in the same when we were married.
Yeah.
Now that we're single.
We weren't single. Yeah.
That's an Easter egg for the Patreon. I did the last episode on a very non-married moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but that's seriously, and there's times when we will want to share our phone call with somebody. Like if Shannon calls me, I'll be like, hey, you know, hey, honey, what's up? I'm driving.
Your oldest daughter.
We'll talk. And same thing with all our kids. If they call us and I'm driving, I'm like, hey, put them on speaker. And she'll say that. But never do we ever, I seriously, in all the cell phone times we've ever had, I mean, mm-hmm. together, I've never gone through her phone.
No.
There's no reason to.
Could you imagine being on a conversation with a friend or family member and your partner's like, I'm going to kill the kid with the gum. See if he says anything about me.
It can ruin a call-in show for you, too.
It just shows, or don't.
Should have get off
the
pot.
Not even trust, but also how bored are you in your
life? Right. Get a life.
Yeah. Call somebody else.
Get into cross-stitching or something. Move off your husband's lap.
Right? We're not talking about anybody in particular.
It's a universal deal.
Just get single.
Right. Yeah. We did. It was fun. Do you guys have anything else that would drive me crazy?
No, I just think it's cool that you guys are still doing the show together.
I know. Yeah.
Hey, you know, she's just right down the hall from me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you guys want to get on any of the dating apps. Yeah.
It's too bad he's taking that blue pill now.
It hurts.
Oh, I bet.
All righty, we'll be right back after this message.
Perfect. Keep that shit away from me.
The pill or his wiener?
We're not sleeping between each other.
Hi, hi, hi.
Come to me, baby.
Welcome back, my witches. We are doing a three-peat tonight. This is our third episode. Yeah, we got the giggos, and I like it.
Tummy chucks.
But Daryl had a great idea to talk about fall before we have our interview series with the fabulous females of fall. There's an airplane going overhead because we're by the airport in the studio.
I wonder if they can hear it.
No, you can hear that.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And right about now.
I'm trying to imitate an airplane again.
Yeah. Right about now is when they're changing the flight pattern. So it's great. So anyway, Michelle, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah.
Whatever. We just drew attention to something that shouldn't have been a distraction at all.
In the first place.
But in any case.
It's fall.
All is well. But this is a great idea on Daryl's thing. He has some really good questions about preparing for fall and enjoying fall and all of that. And Lisa's going to take it away in an interview style format that will make it sound conversational. Well, suck a dick. Maybe you should marry her.
I'm going to propose later.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He just dogged me.
I'm Bob Wawawa. Oh, dear. I will be asking the questions.
Perfect.
You're sexy.
Do you like my voice?
I love it.
All right, I'm
like you
talk.
Have got my voice.
I'm going to talk like this the whole time.
I dare you. That sounds fun.
No, I don't want
to. I will give you $5 from our
from our PayPal money.
I'm protecting the fund.
You are?
Yes.
You're just going to sit in front of it?
That's right.
Okay, you guys, what do you do to get ready for fall?
Oh, my God. Well, you got to rake.
Yeah.
You got to turn off the sprinklers.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have to, this is going to be the big one. So, you know, my mom had that whole shed full of holiday items.
Oh, God.
So before it gets too cold, I need to have the kids come over and help me move everything around to bring the autumn Thanksgiving stuff to the front, and then next Christmas, then whatever. So we got to rotate the holidays.
Yeah.
That's going to take an afternoon.
Yeah.
That's going to take an afternoon.
I was thinking about that. I have a bunch of fall stuff, which is, well, I got one of those fall mystery boxes at Michael's.
Oh, fun.
So, like, after the season, you can go in, like, right after Halloween, you can go in, and they give you a whole huge box. How big would that be, Daryl? big.
Oh, that's like
it's,
big.
Yeah, like yeah. a large box
sure.
of, you don't know what's in it, but it's uh-huh. for the holiday. And I got a mystery fall box. It's for $10.
Fun.
Yeah, and stuff. And so I got, a whole bunch of stuff.
And all kinds
yeah.
of weird stuff.
So yeah, we need to get those out to put them on the Christmas tree.
No, definitely.
Because we have a Christmas tree in our window.
Yes.
That we change for the season. So
for every season and holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when we get to decorating, yeah. I have a question for you.
Oh, okay. But that's one we need to change our tree mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. fall.
Yeah.
That's one way that we get ready for it. Mm-hmm. Daryl, anything else?
You know, I'm with Shell. She laid down the base of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to start raking those damn leaves up. Main thing is get your sprinkler system shut down for the season. That mm-hmm. way you don't want to have to pay extra money next season if it blows up, this and that. I like getting blankets out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. it's that time mm-hmm. of season. Lisa laughs at me. I'm kind of like Mr. Rogers. I have one little jacket that I wear every night. Mm-hmm. You know,
cardigan.
Well,
it's like a zippy uppy.
It's a zippy. Cute. It's a hoodie, but you know, I get excited. It sounds crazy. I get excited. I'm like, ooh, hoodie's coming out.
Yeah,
you know, it's time to be on the couch, throw some blankets out, this and that. Yeah.
So I read, and whether or not this is true or not, and I don't even know where I read it, but September 22nd is officially fall. Is that true?
That makes sense. Okay. I thought the 21st was the autumnal equinox or whatever.
Okay.
But we're in the ballpark.
So, yeah, let's say early 20. Of September.
Okay.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When does fall, when does it officially start? I mean, like for you, that's the day that they say it starts.
But, yeah.
But right now it's September 2nd.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how do you, like...
Like, do you have a tradition? Like, I start listening to Christmas music on December 1st,
that sort of thing. But, like, it's like, okay, well, it's September, it's starting to feel fally. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's like the leaves. The end, it's all about the leaves.
Right, the leaves. And it's the end of August. We're done with that shenanigans. So, let's start it September 1st. What do you think, Daryl?
I usually go mid-September.
Okay.
Is when when I'm like, okay, everything's starting to change, this and that.
Because some people say it's as soon as pumpkin spice comes out at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, well, but those people are... Yeah. Well, by that calendar, they might start coming out with it on the 4th of July.
True.
Yeah.
Well, true, yeah.
But here's another question for you. I'm just spitballing, but what actually do you think of the whole pumpkin spice craze?
I think we've done this on the show a couple of times because it's such a divisive deal, mm-hmm. right? It's a love it or hate it deal.
Yeah.
And I really loved it. And I liked it as a ritual or like a bringing in the fall thing. Mm-hmm. And almost every year for the last umpteen scrunch years it has been around, I would have one and I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just have, did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the last time I had one, I was working at Blake Street and I got the $50 venti hot one, whatever. And I put it on kind of a crooked ledge to unlock the back door and open up the business. And it fell over. I did not get one sip.
Oh,
and I
no.
saw how orange brown fake it looked. And I'm like, I don't want to put that in my body ever again.
It's like fake tan in a
yes.
In Shelly, a the next day comes out, she's like, look at my skin.
Yes, it was like sun in or whatever, and I'm like, that looks like cancer. I'm not doing it, and it's too sweet and it's too much. And I'm not dogging any. I'm not yet. Well, anybody else is yum, but I'm done with it.
And the fact that you can still go down to that property and there's a burn hole.
Yes. Right, seriously. Straight to hell. Pumpkin hell.
It's still smoking.
Yeah. I don't like pumpkin. We've talked about, I like pumpkin pie. I mm-hmm. like a pumpkin
You like
pastry.
Pumpkin seeds.
I like pumpkin. I like anything but a pumpkin coffee. I really don't like pumpkin coffee.
Nobody's actually made fake. It right.
You're know? Right.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I just don't you're like right. it.
I like pumpkin it. Bread with dark chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, stop it out loud.
Oh,
they
favorite.
Have that at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh, mm. When you go.
Like in the Libby box, like a mix?
No, it's they make it. Oh. And that you can buy either a full loaf of bread or a piece of the bread.
My stars.
I know. And it's free to go if you don't, like, you don't get a piece of pumpkin bread for free. But you can go to the pumpkin patch for free as long as you don't buy pumpkins and just walk around, take pictures, whatever, and then buy the thing at the end.
Where is the address? What is it called?
It's right. It's the one that's right across the street from Kaiser, the hospital. Yeah, the kids are playing outside.
Kids have decided to come out and play.
I love that.
It's so funny because...
It sounds like you have kids chained up in your basement. Yes.
We do.
Yes, we have six kids that live next door to us, and God bless them. I love them to death. But growing up, speaking of, both my grandmothers were beautiful, great cooks, but they made a pumpkin roll.
We've talked about that never.
No, but my Grandma Brown, I don't know what kind of spices she put in.
Yeah.
A little bit different. My Grandma Darling, oh my God. Did you sprinkle some crack in there?
It's that
good. It was just a little bit different.
Maybe you should try to reinvent it.
Where do you get crack anymore?
Well, I'll find you the crack if you make the pumpkin roll.
It's in my Rolodex. It's very 80s.
Yeah, but no. So but you don't like pumpkin roll.
I will take a pumpkin roll. I just don't like a pumpkin. I want you to make a pumpkin roll.
Okay.
And I just don't want a pumpkin drink. And so what is the name of that?
Have you had pumpkin beers?
Hello.
Yes, I love pumpkin beers.
What is the name of that, the Kaiser place that you used to go to your doctor's appointment? It has the hospital with it down on Wadsworth. It's the hospital in Lafayette.
Oh.
What's the name of that hospital? Good Samaritan, is that it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm
Good
sorry.
Good Sam. Goodness. Anyways, the pumpkin patch is across the street from Good Sam.
Okay, I knew we'd get there. Yes. She always gets us there.
Yeah.
She's good at getting us there.
Yeah. So,
I might marry her.
Oh, good.
Ask me. Yeah. So, anyways, that's the pumpkin patch we went to. There might be others.
That sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
So, really, the only pumpkin thing we don't like is pumpkin coffee.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
I don't really like beer, but I mean,
The pumpkin beer is really good.
Who's your favorite?
Oh my gosh. Probably New Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was more nutmeggy, which I liked. Yeah, but still real crisp. I also like one that's stronger on the ginger.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a
ginger spice.
Yes. No, totally. Totally.
There you go.
Yeah, do you have a favorite pumpkin beer?
I'm with you because they always have like their, looks like a fire or a fire, not firefighter.
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
A flighter. Yeah, guy.
A fighter flight guy.
Yeah.
An aviator.
Yes. They always do that. But yes, they do.
If we start a new podcast, it should just be called We'll Get You There.
or Old People Try to Remember Shit.
Yeah, how about that?
Do you remember?
It's with that guy who wears the pants.
Yeah, and the hospital with the pumpkin sheets.
That lady with the big lips.
And then a little bit later we go. Oh, it wasn't even that guy.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I do like their beer. Yeah.
Are you guys the type of people who change your closet or your drawers or whatever for different seasons of clothing?
No, because luckily right now I'm living in a place with a hot and a cold closet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So I already have my seasons separated.
Oh, you're spoiled. Lovely.
I am spoiled.
I have a big enough closet for everything.
Yeah.
And I wear about 7 things. Yeah. I have.
It's called black.
Black, 7 black things. And then in the fall, I wear about 7 other black things.
They're a little bit longer black.
A little warmer.
Yeah.
And
fleece lined.
Uh-huh. And I was talking to Shelley and Daryl about this a little earlier between shows. I need to lose some weight because I want to get into some of my other black clothes that I haven't worn in a while.
There you go. They're waiting for you.
Yeah. I don't know if I would change it up a little bit more, but yeah. And as far as drawers, come on.
But it's so funny because I have known people in the past.
No, I have clients.
That they go, well, you know, I take it and they will seal their shit in bags.
Yes, for the
and
season.
Put it away. I'm like,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have nice days.
Right.
In Colorado throughout the year
to where I'm like,
I can grab some shorts. I'm like, oh, God. I got to get it out of the sealed bag.
I don't know what you were going to say about drawers, but my drawers are where clothes go to die. I will never see them again. It's like clothes that I can't get rid of because my parents got them on vacation in 1978 or whatever. And it's just a cute t-shirt I can't get rid of, but I'll never see it again.
I think that's funny because that's not my drawers are where my underwear, my socks are.
Yeah.
And my leggings. Sure. So I wear them all the time. Yeah. So they, and my pajamas.
Okay.
So, they don't get changed out. So I do use my drawers.
This lady has, yeah, we've lived here for 5 years. She has a dresser in the garage, mm-hmm, completely full.
Yeah,
I do.
Of everything. Socks, underwear, leggings, this and that. I'm like, are we ever going
to... Those went to die.
Yeah. And she we'll goes, never see them.
But the other thing is, she goes, well, my mom gave us that dresser, so we got to keep...
Well, the thing that's funny, and if Patty, if you're listening to this, tell me that I'm wrong, but it's a beautiful antique dresser.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's one
but
of those...
it you doesn't, can't get rid of it.
Well, but it doesn't go with anything. Right. So I told my mom, I'm like, can we sell it or do you want it back?
Uh-huh.
And my mom says, no, you cannot sell it and I do not want it back. So I just have to
We're
keep
stuck
it.
With this damn dresser.
And as far as the leggings are concerned that are in there,
yes,
well, I could probably throw away the socks and the underwear because I haven't worn them in 5 years. And yeah, I have all new stuff and that's fine. So that's one drawer that can go away.
Yes.
But the rest of them are all leggings and they're all ones without pockets.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're hard old to resell. School.
So they're old school. They're hard to resell, yeah, but yeah, also they're hard to wear because I can't wear leggings without pockets. But they also have some really, really cool patterns.
Oh, no. Yeah. Those were some of the old school stuff. Skulls and stuff.
Yeah,
it's you funny. Should use those as jam jam bottoms.
Yeah, sleep
no,
those.
Because leggings they're too restrictive.
Oh, uh-huh.
I like jam jam bottoms that are like more airy,
flowy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I might, maybe I should make heating pads out of them.
Oh, or
I like how she goes heating,
or headbands or scrunchies. Maybe well, have a new craft project.
Well, it was funny because I told her, I go, can we do something with that dresser? Because, yeah, mom's yeah, not going to let us get rid of it. Uh-huh. It's going to be there. I go, I have, like, I could, like, store tools inside there.
Sure.
You know.
We need to have a garage sale. There mm-hmm, you go.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
And then what else, whatever doesn't go, I will donate it.
And make
or make heating pads out of the stuff.
You sound like the Bee Gees. Yeah, I love that company that you can send your old t-shirts and stuff mm-hmm, into, and they'll make blankets out of them.
Yeah,
for
maybe
you.
They'll do
oh,
that.
Oh God,
box. Maybe do that
I
with
need
your
to
leggings.
Do that. I have a full box of our grandson Caden. Every jersey he ever
oh,
had.
Cute.
Well, they were just t-shirts when uh-huh, he was little guy playing hockey, and they would give him. Like little
yeah,
t-shirts.
I'd like to make a,
I need to make a quilt or something yeah, out of all
cool,
those. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough of that.
can we go back to decorating?
Let's go back
yeah,
to decorating.
What would you like to... Shells, so, I was going to talk to you real quick.
Uh-huh.
We mentioned something on crafting.
Yes.
Earlier in our last show. We need to figure out a time when we can get together everything. We need to paint your house.
Oh, fuck yeah. We do need
like
to do
like the outside
that,
of your
no,
house?
No, the inside.
That wall. Yeah.
She wants
and,
that
and
done.
That
and that could be a crafting thing for both of us.
Yes. And by that, I mean I'll supervise.
I'm single.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like he's hitting on you.
I guess. I don't know.
Weird.
He doesn't like my voice. So yeah, fuck well, that. What am I supposed to do?
This is my...
So, decorating for Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are very different styles. And we talked about how Babes is going to do the goth glam thing, which
nice,
with all the black butterflies is mm-hmm, really cool. And you like the sugar skulls, all the skeletons and stuff. And my mom was more kind of folksy, farmy. We're talking gourds, pumpkins, cornucopias,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Thanksgiving for
Scarecrow
all of fall.
Kind of guy.
Yeah, we did have a witch that flew into the tree, which was nice. That whatever, with the broomstick. it was a cool thing that my dad did. But I'm trying to find my Halloween decorating style. And I think I'm more like, what's the one with the Bette Midler and the witches?
Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
cute.
I'm kind of a Hocus Pocus style, like
mm-hmm,
like purple and black stripes
and
little
witches,
bats and potions and witchy style.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of folksy Salem-y, whatever.
Yeah.
That's my style. So like with the Christmas songs, what day do you guys start decorating?
For Halloween.
I want to
yeah,
do it big. I want to do good this year.
And how are you going to do it? What's your
Because we
thing?
Have we have Bridget that used to work for us.
Yeah.
That was our leggings model.
Mannequin.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
our big
yeah,
old butt.
That's right.
But
yeah,
I want to have her upside down
okay,
in our front yard.
It's
with,
a mannequin, guys.
Yeah, it's a mannequin.
It's a mannequin legs, yeah. But I want to have her with some black leggings and some stockings like the... You know?
The witch.
Oh, yeah, the stripey.
Like she landed in the front yard.
Nice. Yeah, but with the ruby slippers on.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
We're going to do, I think that I want to start October 1st.
I think we may have to stick her in the backyard because I don't want her to get stolen because that's a thing.
Yeah, but anybody will see her in the backyard. We have this conversation. We've already had this conversation.
I know.
Yeah, sometimes you got to take risks.
That's what I think, too. It's like, you know.
We were married when we had this conversation.
You'll never find someone to marry you if you don't take risks. That's right.
No, because like, why have it if you know. Nobody's gonna see it.
Yeah.
No, but I think right there, right in the front porch would be so cute.
I think so too. And I don't think if somebody takes it, then they needed it more than
you know. It would almost be kind of like a flattering.
Yeah.
Like I had something so cool, you wanted to steal it.
Yeah, we need to get.
So if you're listening to this show, don't come steal my shit.
And we could also put it up against the house.
Yes.
And then it looks like the house landed on her.
Oh, so smart,
huh?
Oh, you are.
God, yeah.
God, she's so good looking.
Are you single?
I am.
What are you doing later?
Lisa, milk this while you have it.
I'm going to. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what it takes to marry me?
Puppies.
Oh.
Puppies.
Yep. Just one.
I don't
just
want
one
an engagement puppy. Ring. Just a little soft puppy.
Just, and it doesn't even have to be a puppy. It could be. I'm looking for about 3 to 6 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a.
That's already potty trained.
She's got open mind.
Okay. Decorations. We're done with what gets you excited about fall.
Everybody says this.
Yeah.
Boots and sweaters.
That's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. You know what gets me excited?
Boots and sweaters.
Shock. How about the foods?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like summer you go with all your outside brats and ribs, this and that.
Yeah, farmer's market.
It's time to start doing some inside, like soups.
Casseroles.
And, well, I do it all year round anyway, but, you know, some of that crock pot cooking.
So, what are your favorite fall
Foods?
Stuffed zucchini.
Oh, ooh, good one.
And stuffed peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like soups.
Oh, my God. I have a big old list.
Please.
We were talking about this on the last show. Babes is launching a fall menu soon.
Uh-huh.
And I believe we're going to have rosemary pear scones. I like rosemary anything. But also, I love butternut squash, all the pecan things, pecan lattes.
Oh, stop. Those
yeah, all the fall flavors besides pumpkin are really,
agreed.
Really good.
Yeah.
Creme brulee, yada, yada. Although
salty
that might be
salt. Okay. Mocha.
Okay, where do Pueblo chilies fall? Is it
trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Because they're usually August. but seasonally, they're like late summer.
Like, they're kind of fall. No, seriously, I don't know what that means.
Pueblo chilies are things that people use to make green chili.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, there's, but in the harvest, they're very late summer.
I thought they were hatch green chilies.
Well,
there are those too.
Hatch is in different spots. Uh-huh. There's, like you said, Pueblos. Different. Mm-hmm. Hatch is like New Mexico area.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so you're learning me something.
Yeah.
I wasn't being an ass. I was really
and
didn't
then,
know.
Then you have Lulu's.
Oh.
They have all of them.
Every species.
God, we are in the heartland.
No, that reminds me of fall is like roasting chilies.
Yes,
yeah.
The smell.
It's always like late August, early September.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Heavy. Yeah. You very rare. Like, we used to go to the flea market and
That should be my mate.
We would get a thing of green chilies and just eat it while we were walking.
Oh my God. We would eat the whole thing throughout the whole.
And it's hard. Like, they would give us mild. We'd like, I want the mildest you can get. And then it would still be too hot.
Yes.
Not for Daryl, but for me.
We'd walk by him. They'd be like,
but I would. I don't know what that was. You guys, did I tell you that this is, did Shelly tell you this is the third show we've done today? But yeah, this, it's the best taste, the best smell
you've ever had. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a nice ritual. It's mm-hmm. like, it ushers you into fall.
Hot chocolate's really good.
Oh, I was going to say, I miss our old neighbor when we lived in the trailer park, because he would buy a bushel of hatch, and then he'd like give me. So we would both be out there. He would be on his barbecue doing his. I'd be on, because we just did him on the barbecue mm-hmm. that way. And I'm like, oh my God, the neighborhood just smelled so good.
Yeah,
oh,
heck yeah.
One of the times it smelled good.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And a hot tea.
Okay, so we're back to, and so foods get us excited.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, stuffing. Yes.
And stuffing.
Ooh. Stuffing with turkey gravy.
Speaking of stuffing, I had a jalapeno stuffing just last week.
We did. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had better. Mm-hmm. I like stovetop stuffing still.
It's great.
It really is.
Even the generic is great.
They know what they're doing.
They sure do.
Yeah. For a while. They have. Yeah. They took those stovetop people.
I think they got it down to a science.
I don't need to ruin my hands breaking bread all the time.
No, stuffing.
Making it stale.
Yeah. Daryl's been putting stuffing in his meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
It's been really, really good.
That is one smart cookie.
Yeah. It's so good.
What a catch.
Yeah. I also think another thing that gets me excited is the Halloween stuff.
Oh, totally.
It really does, because that's, okay, I love summer. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this. I think we're all in agreement that we're getting older and the heat is fucking kicking our ass. Back in the day, we used to be outside all the time.
Sure.
I mean, Lake McConaughey, this mm-hmm. and that, we were everywhere. That's why I have skin cancer.
Well, same.
But, you know, I mean, the heat, I can't take it anymore. Mm-mm. I'd love summer. And now that the nights are getting cooler and everything, it excites me. I'm like, oh, this is...
Don't you feel, though, that especially fall, it just isn't long enough?
I know.
It's like goes from scorching heat to like 2 days of great, and then it snows.
Well, I know.
We don't have, here in Colorado, we used to have the Indian summer.
Yeah.
That lasted all through, you know, the end of August, September, and then August came around, and that's when they were like, well, there might be some snow on Halloween.
Yep.
Now there's going to be snow all through October. So
it's inevitable.
Or you're freaking in your, tube top and bikini.
That sounds like us.
Yes. Well,
no, I have like, little kids on trick or treating.
It's hot.
Because it's too hot. You don't know.
I'm a swimsuit model. Like, but it's,
It's crazy. I mean, I think it's neat that the kids can trick or treat with no coat on.
So we used to go through some hellacious trick or treating time. So you think when we were kids, though?
Absolutely.
It'd be like a blizzard.
And then we wouldn't wear our coats because we wanted everybody to see.
No, to see your
suit. Yeah, so then we were just a popsicle.
You know, Spider Lady, or you? No.
It wasn't. It was not. It was never Spider Lady.
But then it makes you wonder where all the slutty stuff came about. It's like, do you realize how cold it is outside?
That's inside.
I want to be a slutty nurse.
Slutty nurses and slutty everything are inside.
Okay,
that's
for inside. That's right. They don't go trick or treat.
That's for 18, 16 to 25.
Not 16, no.
Yeah.
18 and up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
there ought to be a law. You can't dress slutty for Halloween until you're 18. Or hopefully, in your kid's case, 25.
Put on and get off my lawn.
And don't trick-or-treat anymore. You're too old.
No candy for you.
That
you're grounded.
That is too provocative.
And the lady goes, but I'm the mom. My daughter's right here.
Put on some clothes, mama.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So, yeah, it's funny. I saw a thing on Facebook again, kind of a meme. It was like, if Christmas can start at the beginning, like, it'll be like 2 or 3 months, why can't Halloween? And I think that's starting to come to fruition because people are starting to decorate for Halloween.
I was at the dollar store the other day, and there's already Christmas shit next to my Halloween shit. I'm like,
too soon.
Well, geez, where's the eggs for Easter?
Right.
I'm just not. I mean, this is. I'm not a big spring person. I don't really like spring.
I think by the time it rolls around, you get excited about it. But like, how do you decorate? You know, it's Easter for a day. You know?
And I mean, this is off the subject, but that's me. There's not a lot of nail art for spring.
No, now you got all those new nail arts.
Well, pastels.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Flowers,
Easter
pastels.
Eggs, bunny wabbits.
Bunny wabbits.
Wabbits.
I'm not going to tell that story. It was a spring story. It's stupid. Okay, anyways, fall.
Maybe chicks. Boing. You should put little chicks
on
there.
I've done chicks. Oh, I've done chicks. And peeking out of eggs.
That's what he said.
You know what you should do for Halloween is black chicks.
Oh, that's what he said.
Black I don't chicks.
Know, but like just, little chickens that are black. Is that what we're
be saying? Be like, oh. So some gothy people like, I'm not
really. How about bats?
Yes.
So in an egg. No. Oh. Do bats come out of eggs?
What comes first?
They do
the chicken.
Now.
The bat or the egg?
Or the chicken.
Or the chicken. I don't know.
We're going to just talk our way out of the whole deal. Right. Just said, why don't you do black chicks? You should pretend that none of that happened.
You should be one of those rap dudes.
Lisa, I think you should just do black chick.
No, now that we're single.
Well, she's single now.
You can do whoever you want if they are consenting.
And P. Diddy's going to get out of prison soon. Head out to see him.
Oh, I can't with you two. Are we done?
I guess.
All right.
Is that it for Paul?
Did I get you there?
Sure. Did we fall enough?
Yeah, I think we fell. Let's come back with the wow, guys.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we're back for the wow. And once again, damn it. I can't get enough of that song.
You are so weird.
He really loves the song.
I do.
Really
I don't does. Know why. I've been trying it. To think of getting another one, and mm-hmm. I've heard different people go, no, don't change it. They like it. Yeah. I miss the Manwich song.
Do you?
I really do miss the Manwich song.
Yeah.
It was a hit. You know, it didn't hit the charts, but it was good. But anyway, we're back with the wow. And I would love for Shells to start. I think you've got something exciting to bring to the show.
I do. I am prepared and I feel good about all of it. So this week on the wow, the well of wisdom, my category is dumb criminals. And I would like to focus on dumb criminals in the movies this week.
Oh. Ooh.
Would you guys like to put in any guesses?
Oh. There's the guys Home Alone.
Yes, they're on the list. Yeah, I think this was a top 20. There's so many bumbling boobs.
I didn't even think about doing that. Yes. That is so
what
good, Shell.
The Keystone Cops.
they admitted it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start
How
with
go again?
My favorite. This is a movie that Daryl and I both really like, but it's David Clark from We're the Millers. Oh. So small-time marijuana dealer David Clark brings together a fake family, the Millers, to smuggle drugs across the border to Mexico to pay off a debt to his drug supplier. Along the way, the family's RV goes off the road and one of the family members is hospitalized. Clark tries to abandon his newfound family, but the group stays together in the witness protection program after the drug deal goes down.
Excellent
Spoiler
movie.
Alert. But yeah, really good dumb criminal. Mm-hmm. Dr. Evil.
Oh.
From the Austin Powers movies, of course. The Raising Arizona guys.
Oh, God.
So many bumbling. So many bumblings. And then Harry and Marv from Home Alone. Uh-huh. Thieves Harry and Marv planned to break into a house over Christmas. A young boy, Kevin, was accidentally left home alone by his family when they left on vacation. As Harry and Marv try to break in, Kevin thwarts them with a series of clever and painful traps. The thieves are arrested, and Kevin is reunited with his family. Jasper and Horace from 101 Dalmatians.
Oh.
Those guys couldn't do anything
they
right.
They were like cartoons.
They were.
Yeah.
They were bad kidnappers. Jerry Lundegaard from Fargo. He was portrayed by William H. Macy.
I've never seen that.
It's wild. It's pretty good. I think it's the Coen brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But, and Frances McDormand is in there, who's fantastic.
She's amazing.
But 1996, car salesman Jerry Lundegaard wants money from his wealthy father-in-law, so he hires two henchmen to kidnap his wife. But the father-in-law is killed when he refuses to hand over the ransom. Hilarious. A smart police detective trails Jerry, and in the end, he's arrested for his role in the plot.
Oh.
Do you guys remember Joe Mentolino from Dumb and Dumber? The bad guy chasing the Dumb and Dumber guys? The kidnapper, Joe Mentolino, chases the two friends cross-country to retrieve the cash that was originally meant for a ransom exchange. Unfortunately, Mental never gets the money after he accidentally takes rat poison, thinking it's medicine. all the guys from Snatch, and I think I'll end there.
You know what was Snatch. Another really good one?
Please.
Was I Love You to Death.
Oh, my God.
They were trying to kill
yes.
him.
Yes.
And it was,
no, that was
Keanu
the best.
Reeves. And,
oh, I got a little bit of a headache.
Kevin...
No, it was Dennis.
Was the other bad guy?
Keanu Reeves and Dennis.
You know, Dennis.
No, it wasn't Dennis. He reminds me, they are the same person, Jeff Bridges.
Oh, no? Yeah.
Was it Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges and the other guy remind me of the other guy.
I don't know. Anyways, I keep wanting to say Dennis Miller.
Wasn't that a true story, though?
It was a true story. Yeah. But they were like, he kept going. He's like, is he dead? Who? The guy.
Oh, what's his name? Rivers was in that, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't the bad guy. It was Keanu Reeves and
But yeah, he was in that
Jeff
too.
Jeff Bridges, yes?
Okay.
We'll have to look it up.
Well, Jeff Bridges was one of the Dumb and Dumber guys too. So if it's
No,
same
it wasn't
guy.
Jeff Bridges.
Bo Bridges?
No,
that's Bridges. Jeff.
Who? Oh,
was
damn
it one
it.
Of the Bills? Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton.
No. Daryl's looking it up. But anyways, he's like, we were supposed to kill him. Who? The guy. What guy? The guy we were...
I want to watch that right now. I swear to God. I love that because he goes... Oh, my
head. Because they shot him in the head, but they gave him pills.
But he wants to make marinara sauce and all this other stuff.
But they saved his life by giving him sleeping pills, which made it clot better.
Yeah, blood clot.
His head didn't bleed from the gunshot.
And he stayed with his wife.
Wife was the one who was trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Because he was cheating.
What's her name?
Tracy Ullman.
Oh, Tracy. Yeah,
Merle
it was
Perlman.
Tracy.
That's right. Yeah, he was...
That is our segment on Dumb Criminals.
Okay,
that was a great one. No, you wrapped it up with a bow.
I'm
that
so glad he brought something fresh to that. It wasn't actual true. That was good.
There were too many robberies of dumb people. There's too many dumb criminals that stopped being funny.
That was good. That was some thinking, man. I mean, that was good because the guys, those dumb folio guys from Home Alone.
Yeah, oh, the best. They were bumbling
boobs.
They were
bumbling idiots.
Yeah, I loved it when they got hit with the paint can. Boink, right in the head.
Okay.
All right.
Something not as funny.
Oh,
perfect.
This, get your tissues, everyone.
Okay, bring down the room.
I have animals.
Yes.
My story is about animals. Daryl just used a piece of paper to blow his nose.
Ooh.
Okay. It's a story and I'm going to read it to you. Is it real? I don't know. There's a picture, so I'm assuming it is. So let's just play yes.
Okay.
Lily walked into the police dog auction with a small jar of coins clutched in her hands. She wasn't there to watch. She wasn't there for fun. She was there for Max, the retired police dog who had once served alongside her late mother, Officer Hannah Parker. Since losing her mother, Lily had stopped speaking, yet she never forgot the lessons her mother left behind. Love with all your heart and never give up. As the bidding started, the price quickly soared past $3,000. Lily quietly stepped forward and placed her offer, just $52.16, every cent she had saved. The room felt silent. Some laughed softly at the tiny bid. But then Max barked, broke free from his handler, and ran straight to Lily. Without hesitation, he sat at her side, guarding her like he always had with her mother. No one said a word. One by one, the bidders lowered their paddles. They all knew Max had already chosen his home. That day, Lily walked out of the auction with more than a dog. She walked out with a piece of her mother, love, and Max walked out with forever family. Because some bonds can't be measured in money, only in loyalty, devotion, and hope.
Dude.
I know. And this is a picture of Max and
Lily. Oh, they're in love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is perfect.
Yay, it was so sweet.
Oh, that's a good one.
I guess it probably is a real person since they said that her mom's full name and everything.
Yeah.
So I just
think that's so awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Yay, Lily. I'm so happy you're happy.
Yay. Thanks.
Wow.
Doing one of my weird ass animals.
No, I love your weird ass animals.
Say something funny, Daryl.
That was a tough one to follow.
Yeah, it always is. It's me.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's real good at her job.
Yeah. You remind me of my ex-wife. She would pull shit out of her ass like that, like, and totally. Just bring sadness to the crowd.
She sounds so lovely.
She's really something.
And uplifting.
She's a great gal. She'll
trust you. You can have all kinds of shit on your phone.
Right?
She doesn't care.
She wouldn't.
She doesn't care.
No, she's good. So after that sadness and beautiful story, thank you for that, Miss Lisa. Mm-hmm. I have music this week. And on this day, September 3rd, includes some of the major hits that have been turned out on this day include Donovan's Sunshine Superman in 1966. You guys remember that hit?
That was so big. In 1966.
Sunshine Superman.
so big. It's so big.
Donovan.
Donovan Sunshine Superman.
It's the biggest hit of 1966.
It was pretty big.
Okay. So big.
Well, this one was one we all remember. The Temptations put out Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mama never checked his phone. No, no, no.
Maybe he wouldn't have rolled so much.
Well, she could have caught him and said, hey.
Wherever he laid his phone was his home.
That was in 1972. Uh-huh. UB40's Red, Red Wine. Red, Red Wine.
I like that the first 1,000 times I heard.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. Was number one hit in the UK in 1983. And George Michael's, God Rest His Soul, album, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. In 1990.
Heck yeah.
There's a whole lot more I can speak of, but you know.
That's good.
Let's end it with Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
No, let's end it with
Sunshine Superman. Sorry, I'm getting used to my braces, guys. Quit picking on me.
Carol Channing loves Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine.
Oh, I put up with these two, I tell you. But
thank you for listening to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Don't forget to join Patreon. It's so much fun. And you can see Daryl skip over his words and say sunshine. And that's all I got.
You got it. It was a great night, you guys.
Yeah.
Everybody else, just stay witchy.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season of the